Hotline, Willie D. Mays, 1025-1063, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, and we're streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Joining us now is Mitch Light of The Athletic, covers college football for The Athletic. Mitch, appreciate you for joining us, as you do every single week. Now, I do call it Georgia fatigue, if you will. Call me a hater. I don't think Georgia's the best team in the country. What say you?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. I got to ask, Caroline, how are you doing? I realize it's Tuesday. There's been several days removed from the game. I'm not on Monday
okay.
with you guys. I'm just checking on your welcome.
Mitch, you have done a great job of setting the table because at 1:15, we are going to recap Caroline's Saturday night. So set the stage for us, Caroline. You're LSU grad, watching the game with whom?
All Ole Miss grads.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. This is one of those rivalries that means a lot more to Ole Miss fans. They think probably, and this goes back to the 50s and 60s, it was a true rivalry. But I'm guessing you, the LSU fan, doesn't quite have the same respect for Ole Miss that Ole Miss fans would like you. Is this correct? Am I correct on the dynamic?
Of course not. What? I mean, Ole Miss has beaten LSU, I think, twice in the last 10 years. Like this, and the last time Ole Miss beat LSU was that horrendous 2021 LSU team when Coach O got fired. And it's the same kind of thing with Arkansas. Like, Arkansas plays LSU, and that's their biggest rivalry. And we look at it, and it's like, yeah, let me just flick you like a little annoying gnat that we have to get past on our schedule before we get to Alabama. So, no, I don't have the same respect for Ole Miss that Ole Miss has for LSU. And to answer your question, I am not doing okay, but thank you for asking.
There's a lot of smoke coming out of the ears right now in our studio.
As Willie knows, I'm a really nice guy, and I just worry about people, and I'm just checking on you. So, okay.
Thank you for checking in. I'll move on. I'll be okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to the Missouri game this weekend, so wish me luck.
You should not tie your emotions to a sports result, Caroline. You have so much more going for you than that. There's more to life.
What else? What else do I have going for me? All I have is LSU football.
Okay. I will answer your question.
Okay, thank you.
Is Georgia the top team?
I don't know. I mean, that's the beauty of college football. It's one thing that's fun about college football. It's like, you know, I guess the NFL is the same thing, like, especially in the Titans divisions, everyone's 2-2. Someone looks terrible one week, great the next week. But, like, when you're, like, Notre Dame's halfway through its season already, and they might not be the best example because they've already played several Power 5 teams. But when you've played 4 and 5 games, most of these teams haven't even played more than one Power 5 team or two, and maybe not have played a road game yet, so we don't know. I mean, credit Georgia for finding ways to win. But if you are, you know, college football is not just a math contest. It's a beauty contest because you need to impress voters. You need to impress committee members. So if you did not know Georgia won the last two national championships and you were just kind of dropped on the face of the earth and watched college football, you'd probably say Texas is the best team in the country. They've played, you know, Kansas was without starting quarterback, Jalen Daniels, but they sluggish first half, played great in the second half, ran all over them. They've obviously won at Alabama. So if I had to pick right now, I would say Texas is the best team in the country.
I was thinking either Texas or Florida State. Most impressive resumes, biggest wins have looked like the most complete
beating
teams.
LSU doesn't make you a good team, by the way.
Well, clearly not. Because, I mean, looking at LSU's defense...
I'll behave. I'm trying to, you know, okay. Well, you know, Florida State, you know, the win over BC on the road, again, one of those give them credit for surviving, played... You don't want to diminish anything about going on the road and beating Clemson, but they, you know, Clemson probably was the better team for most of that game. So I really feel if Texas played Florida State right now, I don't know what the boys in Vegas would say. I'd feel confident picking Texas.
How good is Tennessee?
Don't know yet. Because that's one of those, they're sort of like the Titans maybe. Like, I mean, they're better than the Titans relative to the entire landscape. But, like, I was on a show yesterday, a Dew Weekly in College Station, Texas, and, like, how do you judge Tennessee after the Florida-Kentucky game? And I know every game has its own identity, and Florida has played relatively well at home and been a nightmare on the road, but how good can you say Tennessee is when they looked so poor at Florida? It wasn't like they lost. I mean, it ended up being closer, but like they got dominated for the most part in that game, and then Florida has looked awful on the road there. So they're clearly not, you know, we've gone over this, they're clearly not as explosive as they've been. You know, one of my favorite stats is the yards per play. You know, that offense looked pretty good against South Carolina. They averaged 6.6 yards per play. for the season last year, Tennessee, which was an all-time great offense, averaged 7.3 yards, I believe. So clearly the offense isn't as good. Losing Brew McCoy, they're not as deep at wide receiver there. So, again, we're going to find out a lot more about Tennessee and all these teams over the next 3 months. 3 weeks. I think they're a solid top 15 team. I don't know if they're any better than that right now.
Now, Mitch, look at what I'm glad you brought up the briefly brought up the Florida and UK game. UK routed them, rushed for over 300 yards, it seemed, with Ray Davis, the Vanderbilt transfer. Vandy wish they had him on their team right now, but I don't know if it'd make a difference because that offensive line isn't as good. But you look at what they've been able to do the first five games of the season. It hasn't been a who's who of teams that they played, but they did beat a Florida team that just mollywopped Tennessee a few weeks ago. What is this UK team? Is it what we've seen in previous years where they start off pretty good and then end up falling once their schedule gets tough? Or are they better than that this year?
Yeah, that's a good question because we can say what you want about Florida, but they dominated that game. And, credit Ray Davis. He was incredible. You mentioned the offensive line. He had huge holes to run through, but he also made guys miss, and he would bring tacklers for extra yards. So that was an all-time great performance. Obviously, Liam Cohn's return, a lot's been made of that. How he was the offensive coordinator 2 years ago. He's back. Like, if you would have told me Kentucky was 5-0, I'd say, okay, Devin Leary's probably having a monster season, throwing the ball all over the place. Well, he hasn't been great this year. He's probably been a little bit of a disappointment. It's been the running game and the defense. And, the Vanderbilt game, they put up a big number, but they kind of messed around in that game. They got off to a big lead, and if Vanderbilt did not, if A.J. Swan didn't throw some really bad passes, Vanderbilt could, they were down 11 points and driving in the third quarter. They won the game comfortably. The ultimate test this week against Georgia, and Seth Emerson, our Georgia writer at The Athletic, I was reading his story the other day. He kind of phrased this perfectly. He said, Kentucky is always – Georgia is a bad matchup for Kentucky, not just because Georgia is one of the best teams in the country. They play similar styles, and Georgia always has better players. And that's it's a big reason why Georgia wins a lot of games. But when you're trying to upset someone, maybe you want a little different style. So, I don't know how much there is to that, but – I think this Kentucky team is very good, Derek, but there's nothing to say it won't be like similar years. When they get to the teeth of the schedule, they might stumble a little bit, but there's nothing wrong with that for Kentucky football to win 8, 9, 10 games. This would obviously, they have a chance for a program-altering win this week. I don't think they'll get it, but they've got to have a ton of confidence right now.
Now, quickly before I pass this over to Willie, can Caleb Williams win a national championship at SC? I know people say, well, they took their foot off the gas pedal last week, and I think maybe they did because they were up so big. But that defense isn't good.
Yeah, it's disappointing to me, too. Not that I'm a USC fan or anything, but I work with Antonio Morales, our USC writer, a lot. And they upgraded the talent. Like, last year, their talent wasn't very good. This year, they upgraded through the transfer portal. They should be better. I saw this stat. Someone tweeted this out yesterday and kind of defending Alex Grinch, the defensive coordinator, a little bit. Once USC got the 21-point lead in the second half, their pass to run ratio, I don't remember the numbers, but it was 20 pass to 8 runs. Point was Lincoln Riley didn't exactly do them any favors, burning some clock. But right now, it's very fair to say they have a national championship offense and a defense that is good but not great. And the problem with them this year, the Pac-12 is a lot better. So I don't know if they can win the Pac-12 with that defense. But again, I wouldn't be shocked if they got better because their personnel is better.
Speaking of that, Mitch, it's interesting. The Pac-12 is very intriguing, especially with what's going on in the future. I mean, what is the future? But Michael Penix is another guy. I haven't watched him play a whole lot, but man,
he's great.
Puts amazing numbers every week. So can he get into this discussion, serious discussion for a Heisman?
Yeah, in fact, we do it every week, a Heisman straw poll. Our second one was running today. And we've got 35 people in it. A lot of people who vote in it, like myself, are actually Heisman voters. So our straw poll is usually pretty good. And Penix was number one last week, the first week, and Williams was two. Williams is one this week, Penix is two. He's fantastic, throws as good a deep ball as I've seen in college football in recent years. plays in a great system. Like, I don't know, this didn't get a ton of national attention, maybe, but Ryan Grubb, their offensive coordinator, Alabama, like, tried to hire him away. It wasn't like, oh, they just talked to him. They tried to hire him away. He goes back with their head coach, Kalen DeBoer, for a while, so he stayed there. They've got big-time wide receivers in Jalen McMillan and Romo Odunze, two really good future NFL players. So they're legit on offense. Now, they kind of did not – first road game last week at Arizona did not play great. It was, but again, it was the first time away from home. So they have to play USC. They have to play Oregon. I think the Oregon game's in 2 weeks. So we'll find out a lot more about that offense. Well, that team. We know their offense is good in a couple weeks.
Give us your thought on Alabama at Texas A&M. A really intriguing game. A&M beat them last year. Alabama looks like they're moving in the right direction here. But what do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. In fact, I told you I was on the radio show in College Station yesterday and kind of made me make a pick, and I picked A&M. I liked this A&M team in the preseason. I was in our top 25, we all vote for the athletic top 25. I had them the highest. I had them in the top 10 in the preseason. I know there's nothing really that says in the past few years that they deserve that, but they have a ton of talent. I thought Bobby Petrino coming in would kind of write that offense. You know, the Miami game was a debacle. It got away from them. But other than that, they played pretty well. Max Johnson, it's nice to have a solid backup quarterback like that. They've got some total dudes on the defensive line there. So, I know Alabama made some strides offensively, and Jalen Milroe played a lot better. But I think the spread's only like 2.5 or 3. I think I'd pick Texas A&M to win that one.
Yep, Bama by 2.5. So, is Johnson in there, or is their quarterback coming back?
Wegman's out for the season.
Connor Wegman's out for the year. He's out for the year.
So Johnson is the guy.
Johnson's the guy.
Yeah, and in this era, it's you know, Vanderbilt's kind of seeing with Ken Seals too. It's rare to have a backup quarterback that has legit SEC conference starts wherever you are. Not a lot of teams have that. So credit, you know, for A&M for keeping Max Johnson around there. So he's played well since he's been inserted into the lineup.
Yeah, especially in an era where it's hard to keep around just one starting quarterback, much less two
chairs.
Starting quarterbacks. Last one from me, Mitch. I mean, like, there are so many teams that I could go down in college football of how good is Tennessee? I don't really know. How good is Kentucky? I don't really know. How good is Georgia? Honestly, I don't really know. Is this the least amount that we know, like the most in the dark that we've felt about college football in a long time? Like, I'm getting 2007 flashbacks.
Yeah, no, I agree. And my colleague Ari Wasserman wrote a column about this. He said, first time that I can, you know, ever remember being in October and not being able to identify, okay, our national champion is going to come from like these three teams. Like, I think there's 9-10 teams that are good enough to win a national championship, and I think it's fun that way. I mean, it's kind of what we want. You know, some people like the dominant programs, and we, you know, Alabama's still a dominant program, Georgia and all that, until someone knocks them off. But I think it's great for college football to have this debate. I think it's fun that Texas is having a great year and everyone keeps downing him, they keep winning. So yeah, we all enjoy every college football season because we love the sport, but I think this one's been really fun so far.
I think it's good for the sport. I think that everyone has fatigue of Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, you know, your repeat offenders. It's nice to have a little bit of parity. Mitch Light, appreciate you for joining us. As always, we'll chat next week.
All right. Take care, guys. See ya.
All right. Thanks, Mitch. Hey, Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace is brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.